Welcome to AM Best Audio.
While trillions of dollars are set to shift across generations, financial confidence remains low, especially among younger Americans. Only 35% of Gen Z works with a financial consultant, compared to 40% overall. And just 29% say they are good at setting and following a financial plan, according to Guardian's recent Money Moves report. Yet those who work with professionals are far more likely to feel financially confident. For the insurance industry, this represents both a challenge and an opportunity to engage clients at such an important moment in time. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio. And joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the report is Gene Lanzoni. He's head of enterprise content at Guardian. Gene, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me back, Lori. Good to be with you.
Gene, can you share some of the key findings from the report and what they reveal about younger generations' readiness to inherit and manage significant wealth?
Yes, I would love to. Now, when we spoke earlier this year, I mentioned how for Guardian's Mind, Body, and Wallet report this year, we asked people, what's your well, right? How do people define well-being? And we found that physical and mental health are most important to people, living healthy, being able to do the things in life that they want to do with family and friends, being pain-free, being stress-free. But we found that the primary stressor for most people right now is their financial situation. So the Money Moves report that you mentioned that just came out is a deeper dive into the wallet or financial wellness trends. So I'd say that three things stand out from the Money Moves report. First of all, people who are set to inherit that money that you mentioned as part of the great wealth transfer, the trillions of dollars, over 120 trillion will be exchanging hands over the next two decades. They're also feeling like the least prepared financially. So that's not good. Many women feel unprepared, and I think we're going to address that later, but only about one third of Gen Z and millennials say they have good financial health. Secondly, many young people aren't sure what to do with their money. In fact, less than a third feel confident about setting up and sticking to long-term financial plans. And third, most young people aren't really getting financial guidance, as you mentioned too, right? They're more likely to rely on social media, ChatGPT, or family and friends than to seek help from a financial advisor. So one reason is that many don't think they have enough assets to warrant meeting with an advisor. I know my own children who are in their 20s feel the same way. So I've had that conversation. Or they feel they can't afford to work with a financial advisor. So those are some common misperceptions. But making money mistakes is something that you truly can't afford to do. So the bottom line is, you're right, there is a big opportunity for the industry to step in and help the next generation feel more confident about their finances and get better prepared for the future.
So how can insurers and financial consultants better demonstrate the value of products like life insurance, disability, and annuities to Gen Z and millennials?
Yeah, engaging the next generation starts with, of course, meeting them where they are in their financial journey. Retirement is actually something that many young people told us they're concerned about, even though it may seem far away. But it's difficult for young people to focus on putting away money for retirement when they're busy saving for a home or paying off student loans. But if we can tailor our conversations to show how financial products, like you mentioned, life, disability, annuities, can really help with both short-term goals, like buying a house, as well as longer-term ones like retirement, then we'll connect better and we'll be able to demonstrate the real value of these products. So take life insurance. Most people, especially younger generations, think that life insurance is really all about covering burial expenses. But of course, it can also help pay off a mortgage if something unexpected happens. Permanent life insurance can provide a source of tax-deferred savings or income from the cash value when it's needed. And hybrid products now can even be used to help defray costs associated with healthcare in retirement. One of the top financial concerns for both Gen Z and millennials is having a guaranteed source of income in retirement. But when we ask questions about what an annuity is, Most had no idea that providing a guaranteed income stream for life is exactly what an annuity does. So while we have to help younger consumers address their pressing financial challenges of today, and they are many, we also have to help prepare them to meet their longer-term financial goals, and that includes planning for retirement. When a child gets their first job, I think most parents ask, does your employer have a 401k or a retirement savings plan? Because if so, you should start contributing ASAP. I know I've had that conversation with my kids, and that is a good conversation to have.
Absolutely.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Gene, with only one in three young Americans confident in their ability to build and follow a financial plan, what role can the industry play in strengthening long-term financial literacy and planning?
Well, we have to acknowledge, first of all, that today young people have an unprecedented access to just an incredible amount of information, right, across many different channels. So we have to be smart about our messaging, about the channels that we use to reach them. For example, how and where we show up on social media, our use of influencers who today are a major source of financial guidance for young people, sometimes for the best, and sometimes they're not the most qualified and maybe providing some questionable advice. So we have to approach educational efforts with care because young Americans tend to be confident. They tend to feel well-equipped to do things on their own. Many of them are DIYers when it comes to their finances, but they don't know what they don't know. For example, according to a brand new report that we actually have going live just today, it's titled Retirement Redefined. We found that more than half of Gen Z say they expect to retire with a pension as a major source of income. But pensions, as we know, aren't nearly as common as they once were. Many young people are confusing a 401k or other defined contribution plan with a pension. And if we're being honest, most of us, whether we're young or old, aren't always the best at planning. And even when we do have a plan in place, how well do we stick to it? And that's certainly true when it comes to the discipline around our money. Understanding the value of money starting at a young age and the importance of spending within our means, identifying our life goals, and then working toward a financial strategy to help achieve those goals, whether that's starting a family or buying a home, maybe opening a business, traveling, caring for aging parents. Whatever those goals are, we need a plan. And we have to have the discipline to stick to it. But most of us really need help with that. And our research shows that young people who are working with a financial advisor are much more likely to feel good about their financial situation because they actually have a plan. And they're better able to stay on track with that plan in both the short term and in planning for retirement. So we know that working with an advisor corresponds with better financial confidence and better financial wellness.
Women are poised to inherit a substantial share of wealth, yet report lower levels of confidence and in retirement readiness. Gene, how can the industry help close this gender gap in financial health?
You know, it's true that while women are set to inherit a lot of that wealth during the Great Wealth Transfer, many still feel less confident about managing their money. And why is that? Well, I mean, one reason, because historically, many of those in relationships, their spouse or partner often handle the finances, but that has been changing pretty steadily over the last decade or so. For example, while our research found that fewer women feel financially confident than men, two-thirds say that they're now a key financial decision maker in their household. So to close that gap, to your question, we need to make financial advice more accessible and approachable for everyone. So we know that when women work with an advisor, they do feel more confident. But the advisor relationship, the needs and the preferences of women, they can be different than men. The advisor that their spouse may have used or may still be using may not be the best fit for the woman and making the financial decisions for that household. So at Guardian, we're focused on making sure that no matter what someone's financial needs and preferences are, or where they are on their financial journey, that they have access to the right resources to meet their needs.
Jane, you've mentioned that retirement is a top concern for Americans across generations. What are you seeing when it comes to retirement readiness, and how can the industry help move the needs in the right direction?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a topic that we explore in that new report I mentioned, Retirement Redefined. Simply put, it's not your parents' retirement anymore. You know, retirement in 2025 looks very different today than it did even just a few years ago. Many retirees say they didn't retire when they expected. Most say it was either because they were forced out or because they simply didn't have the funds to be able to stop working. So the reasons why people retiring today are very different. First of all, people are living longer, and that's impacting their health in retirement, which brings new opportunities and challenges for their mental, physical, and financial health. Secondly, many are still using old strategies to fund today's longer retirement, right? Not planning for a long enough time horizon for their money to last. And to that point, 3 in 4 workers plan to work at least part-time in retirement. Only 1 in 4 actually say that they're planning to stop working entirely. So is that really even retirement? Maybe we need a new name for retirement because it doesn't mean what it used to when 3/4 of today's workers are planning to continue working to some extent once they officially, quote, retire from their career job. And finally, many are handling everything on their own and without getting that professional guidance. And as a result, about 1/2 of all retirees say they don't feel financially confident that their money will last as long as they need it to. And they do wish that they had prepared differently. They wish they had saved more. They wish they had started saving sooner. And many of them wish they had actually started by getting some professional guidance along the way.
Gene, this has been fascinating, so insightful. And as always, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Happy to. Thank you, Lori.
That was Gene Lanzoni, Head of Enterprise Content at Guardian. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.